You are now tuning into Feeling the Vibes with your hosts, Queen Anne, So Blue, Miss Coco, Even Exchange, Tamika Elaine, Shay, and Lady V. Please sit back and get ready to feel the vibes.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Feeling the Vibes. I am Even Exchange, and I'm hanging with my beautiful friends. Hey, ladies.
Hey.
How's everybody doing?
Great.
Great. First, I just want to take a moment to thank our listeners for tuning in and supporting us. It really means the world to us. We love the feedback, and these comments that you guys leave have us laughing our asses off. Mm-hmm. So it's been great, and please keep them coming. So today's topic is a hot one. I had to open the windows.
Feel that breeze.
Yes, we need it.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about covering for your cheating friends. Yeah. Now, covering for a friend's infidelity is never a position that you want to be in. Some of us do it, some of us don't. So let me just kick it to the ladies. Are any of y'all covering for me?
Hell no.
Hell
for
no.
What? You ain't got nothing to cover.
Right. Oh, God. We're covering the batteries.
You're not a good excuse. You're not a good, you know, person.
Cover the batteries. I love that one.
Please. Come on. Next. Who are we going to talk about?
You're a saint. Even exchange.
All righty. But, you know, what do you guys think about that?
I've never done it. But I would. I think I would. No, you know what?
I would.
I just said I would, you know? But it all depends, right? You know what? I'm not even going on this.
Yeah, let's hear it. It depends on what? Come on, bring it out. Let's talk.
No, you know what? Somebody else cover this one.
Come on, Ranta. There's no time for shyness. No shyness today.
No, because I'll go.
I would just say that I am fortunate to not have friends who are thoughts. So, yeah, I don't have that issue. Thank God. It's all about who you surround yourself with. But yeah, I haven't. So far, none of the friends that I know, I haven't run across that, thank God. And knock on wood, hopefully I don't ever have to. Because that's not a position you want to be in, you know?
Yeah,
that could be a very uncomfortable position. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, what if, you know, that friend pisses you off? Mm-hmm. And in the midst of your anger, you be like, you know what? That's why you hunch such and such. Can you imagine the horror? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You might as well say that friendship is done.
Yep.
But yeah. Yeah. I don't see. Thank God you guys.
Listen, this is so spicy. Lord, I'm just going to ask my hubby to just close his ears on this one. Well, you know what? Listen, it depends upon the situation. If it involves hiding a body, ladies, I love you, but hell to the no, absolutely no, I shall not and I will not. But
what about that jail life?
Okay, no. Listen, I'm married. I believe in the sanctity of marriage. Please, if that's something you're going to do, leave me out of the shenanigans. I don't want to know. I don't want to be involved.
I'm calling you first.
I will support you in other ways, but, you know, getting out there lying and developing stories, I don't know. Because I have a feeling like, you know, listen, if the shoe is on the other foot, how would I feel about the situation?
Oh, Miss Goody Tissue.
Huh?
Girl, you want to be the Miss Goody Tissue. We get it. Okay, hint, we get it.
That's all I'm going to say about this.
But I just remember that I really did cover for someone. I forgot I did that, but that was a well-deserved cover. I can't say who, you understand, but that one was well-deserved. Man, shoot, I would have covered that for the rest. I would have covered that for the rest of her life if she had just walked, you know, but hey, but I enjoyed covering for that one. Leave you me. So that was a pleasure. That one was a pleasure. Shoot. Okay, I was hoping that they would walk away. You know, like I just pushed. And the thing about it is that I pushed. I kept pushing them towards that person, like pushing and pushing.
Oh, you're being tough.
You're an enabler?
Sure did. Sure did.
Listen.
Sure did. And the person was married. The person was married too. And wow. I didn't care. That one was, Lord.
Let me switch hands because this tea is piping hot.
Continue. I know, right?
I went, yeah, I was, girl, you don't know. But, you know, it just didn't work out. But, you know, I was hoping it did because that person needed that special person. But, hey, life happens. Mm-hmm. But that's all I'm going to say about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm, I bet.
Yes. I know it's not none of you people. But yeah, just thinking about it, you know, brought back memories because I really did forget about it just now when I was talking. It was like, I actually did.
Okay. We need to take this offline and hear more about this.
Yeah, why didn't that person just listen to me?
Yeah.
Somebody else take the conversation because it brought back memories.
Well, this is Shay. I was thinking about the question and I'm saying, when I was younger, definitely I was covering for my girls, you know?
Yeah.
But as you get older, you just don't want to get involved because this can be a lot of stress, a lot of negative energy. And what happens when that person confronts you?
True.
You know, the other person, you know, the boyfriend or the husband.
I'm sorry, was it me? Shaggy? Anybody remember? It wasn't me. You're talking about. But you're gonna do something like that, you gotta stick to it. And I could stick to it because yes. I sure did. I don't know what you're talking about.
I hear you, Queen Anne, but at this point in my life, I can't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is your girl, Lady V. Man, oh man. So I'm with you, Shay. When I was younger, I used to cover for my, you know, for a couple of my friends, you know, but it's different because when you have a boyfriend, you know, those things are not like, you never think that those are going to go so far. So I can definitely say, yes, I have been guilty of doing it in my younger years. But as I got older and as I got wiser, and, you know, you start getting into serious relationships, I start to think, like, would I want someone to do that to me? And the answer is, like, no. So, you know, I always tell myself that when I got a certain, like, when I started getting into, like, serious relationships, I was like, you know, me covering for anyone that's married or in serious relationships is a no-no. But... I had some friends that involved me in their bullshit and have included me in their drama where I sadly enough had to cover for them. And it's not a good feeling. It really isn't, especially if you're a person that's married and don't believe in that type of stuff and actually believe in karma. You know, to be dragged into something where a friend puts you in a situation where you have to cover for them is such an awkward situation, especially if you don't even have the heads up, especially if you don't even know that you're being put into this situation.
Right.
It's so hard because now you gotta lie. Now you gotta
keep track of the lie.
Right, you gotta keep track of the lie. And then if you know the person, if you know the person, it's such a nasty situation.
It's messy.
Yeah. Really, it is messy. And unfortunately, I've been put into these situations before. And, you know, I had to tell that friend that never again to ever put me in that type of situation because I myself would not want that to happen to me. And I wouldn't want to do it to anyone. So to put me in a situation like that, you know, I try to avoid it at all costs. And then, you know, you then start to look at the friendship a different and it's just, oh my God, and I'm with you, Ann. This is just such a messy conversation. And you want to be loyal because you're friends with, you know, if there's a friend, you want to be loyal, but at the same time, if you're in a relationship, you got to think about it as, do I want this to happen to me? Like, right. If this was happening to me, how would I feel? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Very true.
Take the wheel.
I would just have only to that, say that covering for a friend, I am down for it. I am here all day for it. Girl, you need me to cover for you? I am covering for you from now until Jesus comes. Let me just say this, however. Yes, let me just say this. I'm never going to encourage a friend to cheat. I'm never going to be involved in a scheme of cheating. But if you need me to cover, I'm covering.
But then you are involved.
The same thing.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm not going to help you come up with your scheme. I'm not going to, orchestrate anything. I am a part of it, but I'm covering for it. And the fact of the matter is, here's the thing.
Oh, you're doing a lot of double talk, sis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's I don't know about that.
I don't agree with the cheating. I would try to talk my friend out of the cheating, but we're grown and you're my friend. So if you need me, that's, you know, some capacity that you need me, I'm there. And if you need me to cover for you, I'm covering for you. Guys do it all the time.
Yeah,
all
you're right. You're right.
If you think you're right. That your man's friend or your husband's friend is your friend, honey, you are kidding yourself.
Yeah.
And they lying and covering up for them.
Yeah.
True. So I'm never going to encourage that the cheating happen.
I get you.
I don't believe in that, but I'm going to be there for my friend.
Yeah, but at the same time, even exchange, and I'm glad you brought this up because, you know, the male do have their friends covered for them. But, you know, I've been in a situation like that as well where, you know, the man cover for the guy. And I'm just like, what kind of friend are you? You know, what kind of friend are you? I don't know. You know what? Take the wheel. Take the wheel.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They're not your friend.
Yeah.
So
it don't matter because if a person,
so then you're like, what kind of person are they? Not what kind of friend, because they're a really good friend to your husband or boyfriend.
Right. Right. What kind of person are you?
What kind of person are they?
Yeah. Right. Okay. So then, what kind of person are you?
I'm fabulous, and I'm gonna be there for my friend.
Woo-woo!
Okay. All right. So when it's happening to you,
it's not gonna happen to me because I'm not gonna involve my friends in any nonsense. Or I'm not going to be in no situation where I have to do that, too. And the reason that I'm single is because that shit'll never happen to me. So it's never going to happen.
Even exchange is in La La Land. All right.
Listen, you know, and the thing is, when the dust settles and that couple is back together, that other spouse is going to be looking at you with side eye. And then you're going to wonder why everybody has an attitude towards you.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. You know?
That's okay.
Listen, if you're doing your thing, just don't involve me. You know, that's one of the things. Again, and I repeat again, if you're looking for me to help you with the body, I ain't the one to call. Don't
No. involve
in the shenanigans. I'm not there. But I will support you in other examples. I can't think of any right now, but I'm pretty sure they'll come.
Question. How about if the person is in the relationship and every time you're the person that they're with is cheating like crazy on them,
oh,
okay?
Well,
and they're making that person cry all the time, okay? Well, all the time. You're saying it constantly. Mm-hmm. When this person decides to find a little bit of happiness, you can tell me you're going to look away from that? No.
Try
to encourage that. Yep. And that's what I did.
But in your situation, walk away.
Yeah, but it's not easy saying walk away. It's not easy telling people to walk away from relationships, especially if they have kids. People have been married, they have children. It takes a lot for a person, especially women, you know, men too. It takes a lot to walk away from a marriage. It's easy to get married. It's easy to get married, but it's hard to get divorced. And there's a lot of things that plays into people separating, right? Wait. It plays a lot. You understand? And maybe the person's not there yet, but then they found this little piece of happiness in that one more. It's not that they're meant to do it, but say they found a little piece of happiness and they're thinking maybe they want to walk away from it. You know, I encourage that. I was actually.
This is where you get Fatal Attraction. Y'all ever watch Fatal Attraction?
No, wait, yep, listen.
Yep, stalking
wait,
you with right. a rabbit boiling no. in a pot.
What no. is this? Okay, all no, right. Okay, no, Queen no, Anne. No.
Let me finish explaining.
Go ahead.
Let me finish explaining, okay? And what happened was, it wasn't like they were looking for it. It just happened.
Okay, Anne.
Okay? It just happened. And for that one moment, they were just, you know, I wanted that person to be really happy. And they were happy with the person that for that moment, and I covered and encouraged because I wanted to see that person happy for once, because yeah. it was yeah, a long time before courage. They weren't happy.
But what happens? Okay, so what happens? Okay, for that one moment, let's just say for that one moment they're happy, and then something escalates from then. And then, like you said, that person isn't ready, but the other person that they're going, you gotta also think of this on both sides as well. Okay.
Ready.
Yeah. This, when you do stuff like that, it's not only two people that's in a situation. There's three, four people on the other side that you have to think mm-hmm. of too, because the person that you're out there cheating with, you don't know if they're crazy. You don't know if they're fucking nuts. You don't know if they're going to come in your situation and
wreck habit.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a situation that can become very, very, very messy. And when it becomes messy, do you want to be the one to know that you encourage this shit? Do you want to be the one to be like, okay, I have a stalker now who be outside my door watching me and my kids and my husband, who I can't stand, go out every day and watch me. You want to be that person to have encouraged that?
Yeah.
No, oh she gosh. Really doesn't. She really doesn't. What she's trying to say is, Queen Anne, I would never encourage it, but we're grown. Whether I encourage it, whether I endorse it, this person is going to do whatever they're going to do anyway. So Fatal Attraction or not, it's coming to homegirl, regardless if you cover or not, if that's the situation.
Right, but it wasn't a Fatal Attraction thing.
I'm saying in Lady V's example, it's going to be a Fatal Attraction regardless if you covered or not covered.
Lady V went on a different angle. I don't know where she was.
No, I'm just saying, this is stuff that can happen. But in you know, case, yeah. Okay, luckily it didn't happen. But what I'm saying is, do you want to be that person that morally got involved or had something to do with a situation become messy, deadly, whatever the case may be? That will sit on your conscience forever.
Yeah, but that was
bring stuff like that back.
Lady V, let me ask you a question though, because that to me, it seems like just cheating in general. Like a person could be cheating in general and then have this situation on them, right?
Right,
so we're talking about like covering for it,
yes,
right?
But I'm saying even covering, I don't want to be, if something bad come out of that situation, I don't want to, morally and me thinking of how I am, I don't want to know that I had something to do with that. Mm-hmm. She went out there and you're out there with someone and something happened and I covered for you and then it all comes back and I'm like, well, it really didn't happen that way. You got to explain yourself. It's nasty.
This one was.
I don't want to be a part of that.
Listen, I wasn't. Listen, like I said, I watched this person for the longest in this marriage, and I'm serious.
I think you should stop talking.
I watched this.
You're gonna say a name.
No, I won't, because I'm not gonna rant on that. But I saw what I saw, and it wasn't It wasn't happy at the time. And, you know, I knew the other person wasn't going to walk away just like that. I know they weren't going to walk away just like that. But at that moment, they were happy. And I was happy for that person because I actually saw that person smiling. I actually saw that person so happy to, you know, to look gorgeous. You know, like they were just happy. You know, it made them feel beautiful again. And this person is beautiful. But for some reason, this, you know, the relationship, the side relationship brought back what I knew, what I used to see in this person. And it made me feel good. Like I was happy and I wanted it to work out, but I knew it probably wouldn't because the person weren't like that. I knew they were going to stick with the marriage. I knew they were going to stay in the marriage. It's going to take a lot to get out. They wanted out, but they couldn't get, you know, they wanted out, but they weren't going to get out. So, okay, but for that moment, I allowed and I encouraged that person to find the happiness. And, you know, God forbid something happened. It could be, you know, at least they found, I always say, if something happened, at least they found happiness in a moment. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And that's how I felt. It's not like
I don't feel like I could encourage it, though. I don't feel like I can encourage it. However, I feel like maybe Queen Anne and I are the only ones here that would actually cover for our friend.
You so guys I just have to
ask
similar. You.
I have to ask you guys a question. Mm-hmm. Is there any situation where you would cover, like any at all, anything that you would say, you know what? I need to cover. And I'll be there to cover.
Yeah, if you cheat on the exam, I'll cover for you.
Okay.
No, listen.
Bust out a car window, I'll cover for you.
Yes. No, hell, I even brought it. I'll throw the brick for you.
Listen, I won't cover if they,
but not
they,
on a
if
man.
They're happy. If I won't not cover if it's a happy relationship, if I don't see anything bad in the relationship, I won't do that. I would say no. I'm not doing that. You know, talk it out. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't hurt somebody like that. But what I, like I said, it was a situation where I saw something every day, and it wasn't happiness, and they were doing their own thing too. You understand what I'm saying? So why couldn't you get your little happiness? They were getting their happiness, because most of the time, you know, the man gets his happiness. It takes most of the time, the woman, it takes a lot for a woman to cheat. You understand?
It does. That's true.
It really does. And you know, when you see them do that, you know, they're at their lowest. And sometimes they just want a little, you know, a little pick me up, because you can break somebody so badly that you take away their shine. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, in that particular situation, I saw the person shined again. And I was happy to see it. And, you know, I knew it probably wouldn't have gone anywhere, but I wanted it for that person, because that's how much that thing hurt me to see a person that I knew that was so vibrant.
Yeah. So I was even going to ask, like, what if you were, it's hard to talk to you guys about it because you're so adamant about the fact that you wouldn't cover for your friend. Because I wanted to know, like, if there were any deal breakers, like if there's something, some reason why you wouldn't, but you guys are just like, I'm not going to do that regardless. But deal breakers. I think it will be hard for me to cover for a friend if I'm friends with both of them.
Yeah.
Like if I'm friends with the guy and I'm friends with the girl, it's going to be hard for me to,
so you can only cover for one, but you can't cover for two?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if I'm friends with both of them, I don't want to be involved in you cheating on the other one. I don't want to cover for that. Right. Like if you're
I'm
all about my friend.
Yeah. Okay. I got it.
Yeah. I'm all about my friend.
Agreed.
So I feel like that to me is a line it will be hard for me to cross. I don't want to cross that line. I think also if kids are involved, I think it will be hard for me if it's going to be a destruction to their marriage, a baby on the way. Like, I don't know. I think that will be hard for me.
So there's conditions when you cover.
Yes. If it's my friend, I'm covering for my friend. If it's my friend trying to cheat on my other friend, I don't know. I don't want to be involved.
Right. That's what I say too. If I know there wasn't, you know, a problem with the relationship like that, then I would be like, no, I'm not going to do that for you. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that to anybody, because I'm not want anybody to break up their home if it's happy because sometimes that happens, you know, they just want to, you know, you're in a situation, the homes are happy, there's nothing wrong. Sometimes you want excitement. I wouldn't encourage that. But if I see that you're constantly upset and crying and screaming and telling me, because you got to remember, your friends come to you most of the time with their problems, okay? Mm-hmm. And like I always say, this is why I always tell my friends, okay? I'm not a pipe. You can't turn me on and then turn me off, okay? Because, you know, you have friends that do that. They turn you on and, you know, you're with them and and then when everything is good, they want to turn you off.
Uh-huh.
When you want to say, oh, but you told me, oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't work that way.
See, that's why I said when everything goes back to normal, now you're looking at that. You're the outcast. You're the outsider and everybody's giving you the side eye.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm good with that. I'm good with the side eye and I'm good with being the outcast covering for my friend. Because this is how I ration that in my head, right? I am this person's friend. We're friends, right? And the minute I decide to cover for you, I weigh all of that. option. I weigh all of what if they become back with each other? What if the husband knows? What if the boyfriend knows later on? I'm good with that. Me and the boyfriend don't never got to speak. Don't never got to be friends. I'm cool with that. But that's my friend. That is my friend. And I'm covering for her. Point blank, period.
Let's be honest.
Well, I'll remember to have you on standby when I need you to cover.
Girl, just call me. You don't even got to give me details. Just call me. Just call me.
Listen, everyone. Just phone a friend, even exchange.
the thing about it, though, the person.
He's for hire.
The thing about it, the person that.
I do it for free.
The other person was actually nicer than the spouse, believe it or not.
Listen, you need to profit off of this, your services.
And. Too, like I said, the person was actually nicer than the spouse, so I would have covered God all the time because he was actually pretty nice.
Yeah.
That's just me.
I think maybe as a younger person, I could get all into the drama of it and what you're going to do and this and that. A person like me, my age, where I am right now, I'm not for the drama that you're creating. Because I actually like harmony. If I talk to a friend and they're having trouble with their spouse, I kind of encourage like reconciliation, counseling. Like I would want a relationship to stay together, especially if there's kids involved or, you know, just like misunderstandings or whatever. However, we're grown. And I know that regardless of what I say, if a person wants to do what they want to do, they're going to do it anyway. Yeah. They're not going to need my permission to do it.
Yeah.
But they may be like, even exchange. If this happens, this is what happened. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm down.
I'm just glad I've never been put in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Of course not, TB. Of course not.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it definitely is uncomfortable.
Yeah, like we're all silent now because I feel like
I know. Like Queen we're the villains. I feel like we're out here on an island by ourselves.
Yeah, we're like the villains. I mean, I feel like a villain now. Really. Like, yeah, I feel it's like a, the villain.
I had a friendship destroyed, kind of sort of in regards to that. I'm not going to go into too much details, but you know, more or less, it's along those lines, and you know. The outcome wasn't good.
So experience basically is probably why you're like a hard no.
Listen.
They're married.
Yeah. And you know what? The other piece of it is I'm wiser. I'm married. So I really see the downside of something, you know, of infidelity. Now, if you're going to go out there and, you know, do your thing, that's on you. But just, you know, I don't want to be involved in it.
Right.
You can tell me about it. I will support you. But in terms of covering and, you know, doing all the lying and the scheming, I really don't want that on my conscience. I don't want to be involved in that. But I will support you in other ways.
Right.
That's but okay. It's not, you know, for the, you know, cover up.
Don't bring me into it.
And to go back to what Ms. Coco said, as you get older and you get married and you get into serious relationships, you start to look at things a little bit different. And it's so funny that the different response that we're getting from Queen Anne and even Exchange, two people that are not in relationships.
Yeah, doesn't really surprise
me. I'm just saying.
You could have just been unmarried. You could have been unmarried.
Okay. Yeah, you know, but I've been in relationships before. Okay. Come on.
Unmarried.
Correction, unmarried. When you're in situations when you're unmarried, and you're a married person, you start to look at things a little bit different from the other side. You never want to be put in that type of situation where you find out that your spouse is cheating and forget friends knowing or covering, but anyone knows or anyone in your circle know about it. That feeling, and I'm sure, I don't know if some of you ladies have been through it, but that feeling is a feeling that it's almost
heartbreaking. You have to deal with that person cheating, first of all. That's the first hard blow. But then the second blow is to know that someone in the circle, their circle, that person's circle, covered about it and knew it. It just hurts even worse. Okay?
It hurts.
So,
and it's embarrassing too.
Right. And that's what I mean. It's embarrassing. When you find out your spouse cheat, the first thing you're just hoping that no one else knows about it, that it's just you and that person that know about it. So when you find out that somebody else was covering, that you know that their friends that has possibly been in your house, that has possibly been around your kids, it hurts even more. So when you're married and you get to the next level, it's different. You know, it's completely different. So when you hear us married people talk about not wanting to cover, it's because we know that if we're in that situation, it's not going to be a very good one, you know, and it's not going to feel good, and it's going to hurt 10 times more.
Okay, but then when you covered, did you, but Lady V, when you did the covering, did you feel that way when you were covering?
Yeah, when I covered.
When you still covered, right?
No, but let me ask, so this is why I said when I first started the conversation, when I got older,
right,
and I ended up covering this person, this wasn't even on my will. This person did it where I didn't have a choice on if I could cover them or not. They put me in a situation without me even knowing that I was covering. So it was just like, damn, you know, like, you just put me in this situation, and now I can't even. You don't know what to do at that point. You just got to be like, huh, and just go with the flow. So, to answer your question, I didn't know I was covering for this person. I ended up covering for this person blindly, you know, without this person gave me no heads up. This person and said, "Hey, I'm at such and such. Can you cover for me?" No, I just got the phone calls like, where's such and such? And I'm just like, wait, what? Huh? So it's a difference. And trust me, that person got a tongue lashing when I was done. Let that person know, don't ever put me in that type of situation again, because I don't believe in that. I would never want someone to do it to me. And I'm not going to be out here encouraging your shit. If you want to get out of your marriage, relationship, whatever you got going on, be a woman or a man and get out of it. But don't involve other people, because like we said earlier, when the shit hit the fan and it gets nasty, I don't want no association with it. I want to go to my good Lord, nice and clean as I possibly can, without any type of bad juju or whatever you call it on my soul. All right. So, right. You know, that's all I got to say about that.
Lady V, I mean, I don't know if this is a different topic, but kind of drawing upon your scenario, or just the feeling of, you know, being married, your spouse is cheating and other people know, and you're kind of out there, you know, not just blind to it and not knowing, people are quote unquote covering maybe, or just not saying anything, which you may think is covering by default. But would you want someone to say something to you? And how do they bring this information? Because I think that's a whole other part of it.
Your
spouse is cheating.
Yeah.
That's a whole other. So it's like, you just have to let it go. You just have to let them.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I did. And you know, it's like, I don't want to cover, but I don't want, that's not my place to be.
Right.
Like,
to be involved.
To be involved and be like, well, she or he is really out fucking the next time, Tom, Dick, and Harry. So I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. I don't want to be that person. As real and as truthful as I am, that's not my place to tell you that, you know. Right. That's for your wife, husband, whoever. That's for you to find out, you know. Again, I don't want to be put in this type of situation. Yeah. You know, I don't.
To what Tamika Elaine said.
I think, hold on 1 second. I think in most instances, I want to say we end up just kind of not covering, but just knowing and just kind of just riding it out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And
that's exactly what I was gonna say.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. It ride right on out. And I said, eventually that first thing, I mean, it's, I feel bad, but you know, I said eventually this person will figure it out and find out what really happened. Because at that time when this happened, it was just like, well, if you can't tell by my response that I didn't really know shit was going on because it was, I was caught off guard, then I don't know what to tell you, homie. Yeah. You know?
But that also brings up a good point to what Tamika Elaine says. Like, there's a difference between, I guess, covering for the person or just pretending like you have no idea what's going on when you know all the dirt. Like, is there a difference morally? Like, do you, are you
absolutely
married women? Or what's the alternative?
Like, that's not your place to really speak on it. Mm-mm.
Okay.
You don't entangle yourself in someone else's marriage. That's not your truth to tell. That's right. Not your story. That's up to the two people who are in that marriage.
Okay.
Even if it's your best friend, you just gotta watch her.
Mm-hmm.
Watch her.
Be made a fool of. I don't know. I mean, that's basically what we're saying, right? You know?
Yeah. Well,
yeah. That's exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly. Hmm.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, it's yeah. not easy.
That's exactly.
It's not easy.
It, you know,
it's
that,
not,
that,
it's not easy.
Yeah, that part, that, hmm.
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That part is a little bit different. I don't know. You know, you gotta, it's hard.
Sounds
to
like
a blanket statement. Well, let me just say this. It's hard in that situation to make a blanket statement about it.
Yeah.
That situation. Because to Ladies V point, you really don't want to be the one to kind of, you know, because if you tell somebody that their spouse is cheating, that's almost breaking up their marriage, you know, mm-hmm. their relationship. And that's not an easy
have proof. Up.
Exactly.
Not only that,
your receipts.
Oh, right. Not gosh. Only that, you know, questions comes when a yep. person yeah yep. next thing you know I feel like I got the spotlight on me and yep. I'm being grilled and I don't want to be a part of that, you know. What if that you get caught and then they come to you and start asking a million questions? What are you gonna say? What do yep. you say then?
They cut you off. Normally the friend cuts you off because yeah, how mm-hmm. dare you get involved in my marriage, and
how dare you put me in this situation, how about right. that.
Oh, what kind of friend? Then that means what kind of friend is that person? Then you question the friendship. What kind
but
of
they don't care because they have been out there screwing around, getting they freak on, and then when they realize that they shit just got caught, they like, why didn't you cover for me? Why didn't you? Why did you know? They start getting frantic, and you're like, you don't have nothing to say. Nah, I don't even want to be in that type of situation. Nah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. All right. Well, I told you that this topic was hot. Told you it was hot.
And yeah, heavy.
But like, I don't know. I still feel like I'm covering for that friend. I hear what my married friends are saying, but I feel like when you got a friend, you got your ride or die. You got your ride or die. You got to ride or die in me, okay? To a certain extent.
Right.
So I will just say good conversation. Great topic. We'd like to thank you, everyone out there, for listening, tuning into today's episode. We would love to hear your thoughts on covering for a cheating friend. You can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Feeling the Vibes Podcast. Make sure you stop by and check out our weekly questions and polls. Until next time, continue feeling the vibes.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.